Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Avi Maroni Merasi Shiyichel Nishmas. Aris Esther Basav Shmuel. Schus Yochadet Fega Bas Michalidis Basia. Schus Harav Baruch Mordechai Ben in the Malka. Schus Shachol Yisrael. Schus Yitzchak Ben Bracha Moshe Ben Malka Moshe Ben Rezel. And the Nishmas Moshe Ben Aaron. And the Schus Mordechai Yehuda ben Yosef HaLevi. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in Sefer Mishle, Al Pi Torato, Shel Rinu Harav Moshe Zatzal. Maral, in his first Hakdam, the Gevuras Hashem, explains the chilek between Chochma and Nevua. Omer HaMaral, Kvod Elokim Aster Davar, V'Kvod Melechim Chakor Davar. במדרש רבי לוי בשם רבי חמא בר חנינא, מתחילת הספר בראשית, עד ויחו כבוד אלוקים הסתיר דבר, מכאן ואילך חקור דבר. The glory of Hashem is the high things, the honor of kings, the glory of kings, is to investigate things. So the Medrash says, from the beginning of the Sefer until Vayechulu, the beginning of Bereshit until Vayechulu, the honor of Hashem is to hide things. Those are hidden secrets, what's hidden in Bria Sa'ala. Kan Ve'elech, but from after Vayechulu and on, Chakol Davar. Then the glory of the king is to investigate it. In other words, as long as you're Osek in the Maisa Abriya, there's no light of Malchus of Hanhaga Sa'ala. The light of Elohim. Perusha, Koach Shel Bore, Poel. Lachem b'maaseh b'reishit, Kvod Elokim Hasteir Davar. This light of Elokim is the power of Hashem and the actions of Hashem in running the world. Malchus Shemayim. We don't see that as God is creating the world. The Anhaga of the world, the Malchus of the world is expressed clearly afterwards. There's nothing to conduct right now. He's in the situation of creating. So, Kvod Elokim Hasteir Davar. Maral Mazbir V'lama She'aya Asagat Adam Mityacheset El Adam V'mashu Asagato Chuyav Mizeh She'adavar She'musag Lo Yeh Nevdal Mikol V'chol Min Adam HaMasig שמיה נבדל לגמרי מן האדם המשיג, אין ראוי שיהיה בו השגת האדם. כי כבר אמרנו שההשגה של האדם היא מתייחסת אליו. יחויב מזה שהדבר שנבדל ממנו לגמרי, אחר שנבדל ממנו אין ראוי שיהיה לאדם השגה בו. זוהי הסיבה שלא נזכר בתורה בפירוש עולם הבא, או הישארות הנפש אחר המיתה. שאילו היה דברי תורה, כמו מלך בשר ודם, שהוא מסיר את עבדיו שלא יעברו צוואתו, ואז יזכו לשכר טוב שהוא מבטיח אותם, אז באין ספק, היה נזכר הייעוד הטוב בעולם הבא ובגן עדן. וכשיסור האדם מן המצווה וימרוד בברו, יהיה נידון בגיהנום. What does the Maharal mean? The Maharal means is, שאילו הייתה תורה ציווי מלך, the Torah would be the commandment of the king. הרי שהיה צריך להיות מוזכר בה העניין של עולם הבא נשאר עשה נפש. Because the union of the שכר ועונש would be part of the ציווי, to do or not to do. ציווי, to when one person tells somebody else what he has to do. In other words, the whole commandment, the whole instruction is built on the fact that there's a mitzvah and a mitzvah. So the whole power of the mitzvah to be mitzvah, urak mikocho latit sachar va'onesh al shmirat ha-tzivui. It's only because he has the power to do give sachar va'onesh on preserving this tzivui, such that the sachar va'onesh is part and parcel of the tzivui. How can he command? Because he can reward and punish. That would be if the Torah was Tzivui HaMelech. That's not what the Torah is. The Torah is the Olam lo b'tzura shel Tzivui Melech. HaTorah hi Devrei Elokim Chayim. It's an expression of reality. This is a person's life. The Torah gives reality as it must be, independently. And therefore, the union of Schar Onesh is not something that we can reveal in order to show how to act with reality. Rather, the very essence of reality includes within it the matzav of Schar Onesh, and it doesn't have to be revealed as something additional. It's the Etzem HaMetzius. Who is it, Tzivui? So then you would need to say, all right, I'm going to do this and this because I'll give you this and this reward. Don't do this and this because you get this and this punishment. The Torah is Divrei Elokim Chaim. Torah is the Etzem HaMetzius. And the Mela tells us what to do, and part and parcel of that Metzius, which doesn't have to be revealed explicitly, is the Schar Onesh. So let's see the Maharal again inside. Lema, lema kavana lefi. Shehaya hasagat ha'adam. Mityacheset el ha'adam. Vema shehu hasagato. Meaning, the perception of a person relates to a person. It's called hasagato. It's shaykh to him. And his name is on it. This relates to what Rosh Yeshiva writes in Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Tazayin, Oishches, or in his name it's written, Yiduah Hi Amimra, it's known that the Chachma of a person is the Adam Sheba Adam. That's the essence of a person. This is what separates him from Balei Chai, his Das. So a person's Hasaga has to relate to him, because that's who he is, that's the essence of man, that he has a Hasaga. It relates to man because it's his hasaga, that's who man is. It's mechuyav mizeh shadavar shu musag, so it must be that what's perceived lo yanivdol mikol kol min adam ha-masig cannot be completely separate, divorced from the person who's masig it. Shimaya nivdal gamrei min adam ha-masig, if it's completely nivdal, separate from the person who's masig, ein ra'u shiyeh bo hasagat ha-adam. Then man shouldn't perceive it. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Nesivat Torah, Ki kol davar she'eino nimtza im ha'adam, en safek ki hasaga zot nivdal mimenu, anything that is not with man, there is no doubt that this hasaga is separate from him. Ubehemshech ha'perek shem hu kotev, ומצאנו דבר זה בתלמוד להזכיר את אחד להביא ממנו שום דבר חוכמה, את אשר לא יהיה לו חלק בתורת משה. מקרוב זה שנתפשטו חיבורים אלו ונשמשו שח דעות בני אדם אחר דבריהם מתרקם גם כן דברים שמגיעים לעיקרי אמונה, כאשר טבע אדם נחשף לחקור אחר זה, ובשביל זה היו קצתם יוצאים מן עיקר אמונה בכמה דברים. ואיך אפשר דבר זה שיעמוד אדם על דברים אלו בחקירתו שהעסקה בדברים כמו אלו רחוק מן האדם? ואף דבר שהוא איתנו והוא למראית, איננו, אין אדם עומד להם, אין דברים כמו אלו, ופת ההשגה בו התברך, שזאת ההשגה נבדלת מבני אדם. How is it possible, says the Maharal, to talk about God, if we have no hasag on him? So people who have no chelik in Torah, and are talking about Hashem, what do they know? What are they saying b'chlam? And we don't find in the Gemara to bring a Dvar Chachma from a person who doesn't have a chelik in Torah Zemesha. And people are writing books that relate to Ikrei Emuna, because people want to understand the Ikrei Emuna. But they're going off because they're not connected to Torah, and a person can't understand. It's very hard, far from him, this is Sagav, out of his realm of perception. In Sefer HaTiferes, he brings the Maimur Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to be Darish Tagim Shel Torah, the crowns and the letters. Rabbi Akiva did, so he writes, "Mipnei Shehaya Moshe Sholet Gam Ken Ba'olam Hazeh, Lakach Lo Haya LaMoshe Rabbeinu Chibur Al HaTagim. Ki B'ma Shehasagot HaKot Nivdalim Me'HaTorah Atzma, Ein LaMishu Ba'olam HaMurgash Shehayachut B'Shlemut Al Otam HaSagot. Ve'Hem Nivdalim Me'Itov Lo Haya Mukhan Al HaTagim. Lo Ken Rabbi Akiva, Shemaygrat Ma'alat Rabbi Akiva Lo Haya Ba'olam Hazeh HaMurgash. Moshe was connected to this world, and therefore he didn't understand the Tagim. Rabbi Akiva was above this world. And they were soik as psar of Masreko Shel Barzel. So he has no Elam Hazeh. And therefore Rabbi Akiva was shayach legamrei el ha'asagotahim. Asher ledakut ha'asagatam nivdalim me'olam ha'murgash hazeh. So it was completely nivdal. It was completely divorced from this world. The tagim are divorced from this world. And Rabbi Akiva was divorced from this world. So Rabbi Akiva can understand the tagim. He can understand those crowns and the letters. So again, the Maharal writes, when Adam am a sig, if it's completely beyond a person, it's not right that a person should be able to perceive it. Adam, that a person's perception, relates to him. So what's completely separate from you, it's not fitting that you should have a hasaga in it, an understanding of it. Later on, at the beginning of the second Hakdama, the Maharal writes, בואו אנשי חקרי לב, החוקרים משכלם ומדעתם על השם, מתפלספים, רוצים להתחכם על דברים נסתרים, ודברים נגלים, והם איתם ולעיניהם, כמה וכמה הם, אשר זה אמר ככה וזה ככה, עד שבמהות שכל האדם ונשמתו ירבו הדעות והחקירות. People want to investigate from their own שכל, their own דעת about Hashem there, מתפלסף, they philosophize. They want to understand Dvarim HaNistarim. This guy says like this, this guy says like this. Ulam kama roach v'davar ein bahem. There's a lot of hot air. Ki ma yuchal adat adam bal chomer. What can man know about God? Af ki natan elokim bo dat v'chokhma. It's true Hashem gave you das and chokhma. V'inei dato v'chokhmato mitzarefet el chomer. So it relates to the physical. So how are you going to know Dvarim Nivdalim? In lo yad Hashem astazot shodiyad rachav l'moshe, had God not told Moses, Hashem told Moshe, that's already a different story. But had Hashem not told Moshe, then what possible hasaga can we have in these Dvarim Nistarim? Va'akach l'neviyam, mehem kiblu chachamim. These people were seeking out, trying to figure out Derech Hashem. They completely went off the path because you can't figure it out on your own. It's beyond human perception unless you have revelation. You need revelation for this. Not even worthy of mentioning them, except for Chazal said, the fact that Chazal said, have a shakud l'lmot k'day sh'tashiv l'apikoras. You should learn Torah so you can know how to answer the apikoras. In the Derech Chaim in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, Rabbeinu writes, Perekam adetainis amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina maidichtiv חרב על הבד ונועל הוא חרב על סנים של תלמידי חכמים, שעסקים בתור הבד בלבד ולא יודע אלה שמתאפשים. That you shouldn't learn alone, become stupid. כי עיקר התורה על ידי שניים דווקא. כי אדם במשהו עצמו, בעל חומר ראוי שיוציא השכל על אחר. ואז הוא שכל נבדל שאינו עומד בגוף האדם. אבל כאשר הוא עוסק בד ובד, ואינו מוציא השכל על אחר להיות שכל נבדל מן הגוף, אינו מתחכם כלל. That the Ikar Torah is through two people. Because a person is a Baal Chomer, so he should be motzi his seichel to others, and then it's a seichel nivdal, it's separate, it's not in the guf anymore, but if he's alone, it stays in his guf, and then he doesn't become wise, ולא דשאלה מתאפשים. בדבר זה, כי כאשר אינו עוסק בתורה, זה עומד כפי מה שרואה לאדם בעל חומר. להשיג ולדעת מה שמתייחס אל אדם שהוא בעל חומר, מה שמשיג בענייני העולם הגשמי. אבל כאשר הוא עוסק בתורה ורוצה להתחכם בתורה, שהיא שיחל הנבדל לגמרי, בוודאי השיחל הנבדל הוא בשניים דווקא. ולכך אם עוסק בתורה יחידי ומתאפש, אין זה שיחל כלל. The proper שיחל is שיחל that's royal at Torah. Seichel Torah Torah Seichel HaNivdal, but as long as it's in the goof, it's tipshus. And that's when it stays with you. The Nesiv HaTorah Lema'ara writes in Perek Vav, Ki im lo lamad klal ha'yakon edav v'shu kor ha'vel v'yachol lav v'inose v'kalos v'leim v'kabel sichlis. But kasher rotzeh l'haskel v'ray kasher isek bad v'bad, eino Seichel HaNivdal, so if you wouldn't learn it all, then he wouldn't be such a tipesh. You can understand what a Baal Chomer can understand. You can understand how to make lasagna. But if a person's already in the realm of Torah, and he tries to understand this godly wisdom with his Chomer, then he's going to become stupid. He's going to become a tipesh. That's what I understand the Maharal is saying. V'yamru chachamim, עד כאן יש לך רשוס לדבר, מכאן ואילך אין לך רשוס לדבר, שכן כסו בספר את בן סירה, במופלא ממך, אל תדרוש, ומחוס ממך אל תחקור, ומה שיושה איתו את בונה, אין לך עסק בנסתרות. You're only allowed to look at what you're allowed to look at, what you're not allowed to look at, you're not allowed to look at. What's beyond us, we're not allowed to see. There's certain things beyond this world that are not for us. The Chamban writes at the end of his Ekdama to the Torah, I'm going to give you an Eitzah. הבעל יסבור ספרה והי יחשוב מחשבות בדבר מכל הרמזים אשר אני כותב בסתרי תורה. כן אם עוד יהיו נאמנה שלא יסגו דבר ולא יודיעו דבר, יודיעו לכלל בשום שכל ובינה, צולתי מפי מקובל חכם. Listen, you want to understand the Kabbalah in my Sefer? You're going to need to have a Rebbe who explains it to you. Because otherwise, nothing. You're not going to get it. So if you think you're understanding the Maharal, the Ramban's Kabbalah, it's a mistake. It says in Eov, M'psori Echazei Eloika. Pashipshad is that it's saying, B'derech Rabutzev Afalpi. Even though the Basar is a Chelek HaGashmi V'anomuch Sheba Odom, nevertheless, even from the flesh, you can see Hashem. But according to this, it's Fakert. Since it's P'sari, it's Karav El Odom, B'michitzaso. It has to relate to me. And I can't see Hashem. I can't be Echze Eloika with something that's far from the Bisari. That's why it says, Mipsari Echze, my Basar. It has to relate to me. So the point is that you can only relate to what you have a perception of, something that connects to you in some level. That's what Rabbeinu writes, שהשגה של אדם היא מתייחסת אליו, מחויב די שדבר הוא נבדל ממנו לגמרי, something that's completely separate from him, but it's not going to, אין הוא ראוי שיהיה לאדם השגה, but it has to connect to you. So מבשר, it has to be from your flesh. It has to be something that you connect to, and then you'll understand. Again, before we're talking according to Maharal, and when you learn, you have to elevate your learning. So that you have a seichel hanivdal, and then it's going to be true learning. But it still has to relate to you. This dvarim hanivdalim have to relate to you. If it doesn't relate to you, and you can't possibly begin to understand it. וזהו הסיבה שלא נזכר בתורה בפירוש עולם הבא. That's why Olam Haba is not mentioned. Or Hisharut HaNefesh Achar HaMita. Or person living after death. Shilu Hayu Devrei Torah Kamo Melech Basar V'dam Shehu Masir Et Avadav. That's what we were explaining before. The Torah was like a king of flesh and blood who's commanding people. Shelo Yavru Et Tzava'ato. They shouldn't transgress his commandment. V'az Yisru L'Sechar HaTov Shehu Mavtiach Otam. And then they'll be zochet to the schar that he gives them. Az be'ein safek haya nizkar ha'yi'ud ha'tov b'olam haba. If the word was, you're commanded, and you get a reward, so then the Torah would have told us the reward. And then, k'shi asura adam min ha'mitzvah. And when a person goes off, then he's going to get Gehenna. אבל במה שהתורה היא דברי אלוקים חיים ביד הנביא פירוש על ידי משה רבנו. So since Torah is דברי אלוקים חיים that we learn from Moshe, וכך הדברים שבתורה לפי השגת הנביא. What's in the Torah is according to the perception of the Navi. So before he said that it's not like a melech basar v'dam was mazir as avadav. And here he's saying it's Divrei Elokim Chayim Biyad HaNavi. So the Maharal and the Gurariya in Shmoy Islam and Aleph Tess writes, Ki Divrei Torah Mechuyavim Shiyeh Kol Dibur V'Dibur Kach. Lachen Lo Aya Torah Kemelech Basar V'Dam HaMetzaveh La'Avdo Kach V'Kach Ta'aseh Shiyikaru Gzerato Shechidesh Melibo. Aval Divrei Torah Hem Mechuyavim Mitzad Atzmam Ki Ein HaTorah Gzerat HaMelech B'Lo Tam. כי הדברים הם מוכרחים על פי החוכמה והדעת. So he writes that Divrei Torah must be, every Dibur must be like that. And therefore it's not like a king commanding. Because he's making it up. But Divrei Torah is Mechuyav HaMetzius. It's not Gzeres HaMelech below time. Torah has to be al pi chokhmah v'das. Ubetchilas hadrush al ha-mitzvus. Maharal writes, Shem Torah hu nach al ha-mitzvot shenatam Hashem mitbarach al yedei Moshe v'lo nikru b'shem mitzvot av sheyeh Shem ze ra'ui yoter. Torah is referring to the mitzvahs that Hashem gave through Moshe. It's not called mitzvahs, it's called Torah. Even though they're mitzvahs, they're commandments of Hashem. Mipnei ki lashon mitzvah sheyach b'tzivui haba mimi shelo yevakesh. Nitzvah is when the mitzvah doesn't want the person to know why he's being mitzvah, just that it should be fulfilled. And Hashem isn't like that. Hashem wants us to understand. It's mechuyav al pi chokhmah v'das. We have to understand it. Therefore, it's not like a king commanding his servants that we don't have to understand. Just do it. It has to be shaykh to Chachmandas. That's why it's Divrei Elokim Chayim Biyad HaNavi. Because it's the living God, it's Divrei Chachma that's coming from a living God. And therefore, once you understand that, and you understand it on that level, that it's absolute truth coming from God. Not just that He wants us to do this, He wants us to understand it. So Again, כך הדברים שבתורה לפי השגת הנביא, והדברים האלה הם נבדלים מן האדם הגשמי, ואינם עמו במציאות. כי הנביא נמצא בעולם הזה הגשמי, לכן עניינים המרוחקים מהעולם הזה הגשמי, הם מרוחקים מן הנביא. So these things, in other words, עולם הבא, world to come, גן עדן, ישרוס הנשמה, הם נבדלים מן האדם הגשמי, ואינם עמו במציאות, הנביא זה אדם גשמי. These are things that are רחוק מאדם הגשמי, כמו שנבדלים מעצמם ועיניהם, או כך ידיעתם רחוק מאוד מן האדם, ונבדלת ממנו. So the Hasaga is also far from him. And therefore he can't have an idea about it. Velo ייכנסו בגדר השגת הנביא דבר שהוא נבדל מן האדם. The Navi can't understand what is far away from the Hasagas Adam. So we learn the Maharal is that it's not like the commandment of a king. You do X, you get Y. And he would tell us that you get Y. But rather, this is beyond. This is Divrei Elokim Chayim. Divrei Elokim Chayim means that this is part of the Metzius. That's what we explained before. Divrei Elokim Chayim is not only that it's something we have to understand, that it's, and therefore it's called Torah, but also that it's part of reality. Kan munachim ha'chaim shel ha'adam. HaTorah hi netinat metziut fi ma shemechuyevet mitzad atzma. The moment you're megala Torah, you're me'etzem megala with it, the schar v'onesh. Because it's divrei Elokim chayim. It's like fire. The guf metzius of fire is that it burns. You can't say there's fire, and fire also burns. That's a metzius of fire. So it's divrei Elokim chayim. It's not a tzivui hamelech. And divrei Elokim chayim means that this is an expression of reality. This is a person's life. The Torah is giving life as it is. And therefore, memela, that includes schar v'onesh. And it wasn't explained because it's too far from our perception. It's not part of our world. אבל במה שהתורה היא דברי אלוקים חיים ביד נביא, וכך הדברים של התורה לפי השגת הנביא, it's also called the השגה בנביא. הדברים האלה הם נבדלים מן האדם הגשמי, ואינם עמו במציאות. כמו שנבדלים בעצמם ביניהם הוא כוח ידיעתם רחוק מאוד מן האדם. ונבדלת ממנו ולא יכנסו בגדר השגת הנביא, דבר שנבדל מן האדם is completely divorced from the sag of a person. Can't understand it. רבינו writes in the Sefer HaTiferes, פרק נ"ז, ואולי אמרו כי אף אם לא ייפול בנבואה אפשר שיאמר זה השם לנביא שעל ידי התורה ומצוותיה יזכה לעולם הבא. אבל זה גם כן אינו, כי לא היה הדיבור בנו להביא רק דיבור שהוא ראוי לנביא, מה שהיה שייך והוא לנבואה. It only gets us what שייך לנבואה. But it's not שייך לנבואה, like עולם הבא, it's never going to come to a navi. By the way, the Kliyakar famously, in the Bechukosan, gives many tables into this passion. Why Hashem doesn't mention עולם הבא in the Torah. ממשיך המהר"ל לבאר מדוע השגת הנביא אינה כוללת את עולם הבא, אפילו השגת חכם כוללת את עולם הבא, כפי חכם אמרו עסק אין עולם הבא. הנביא אמור את עסק אין עולם הבא. לחכם אמור עסק אין עולם הבא. ואנחנו רוצים להבין למה. אז מסביר רבינו, וזה דבנסטין חכמה נבואה, כי החכם ישיג מצד שכלו, ומכיוון שהוא ישיג מצד שכלו, יוכל להשיג הדברים הנעלמים והנסתרים ביותר. When you're in the world of seichel, you can understand hidden things. אבל הנביא יקרא חוזה, או רואה, ששייך רואה במה שהוא רואה הדבר מבחוץ. וכך צריך לכל נביא התדבקות בדבר לאשר נבואתו בו, והוא מתדבק בדברים ההם, ויודעם מפני נבואתו. So the seichel is masig dvarim nivdalim, like Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer HaTiferes, Perek Yudches, ki haseichel is quoted in the, obviously, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, ki haseichel hu choker al hadvarim, ואף בדברים הנבדלים הוא חוקר ועומד עליהם. השכל is חוקר. Even דברים נבדלים. He writes in פרק נ"ז, כי אף אם השכל משיג דבר אשר הוא נעלם מאוד, with the שכל, you understand things that are very hidden, אבל בכוח הנבואה לא ייפול. השכל משיג דברים הנעלמים, not נבואה. השכל gets דברים נעלמים, it's a big חידש. You think נבואה gets דברים נעלמים, the hidden things. No, it's the שכל. מכיוון שהוא ישיג מצד שכלו, so since he's, it's a seichel, he can get things that are hidden. But the Navi is called a choyze in Malachim Beis Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, or a roye in Shmuel Aleph 9:9. ששייך רואה במה שהוא רואה הדבר מבחוץ. He sees it from the outside, not דבר מהנסתר, not דבר מהנעלמים. לשנו בספר התפארת, הנביא שנקרא רואה וחוזה, אשר אלו שתי לשונות משתמשים גם כן לעין. So the lashon is used about a navi, are also used about the eye. The eye can't see something beyond the chush. So to koach hanavua, doesn't see a davar nivdal, doesn't see olam haba. It's very, very big chiddush. You think that a navi, that's what nivua is. Nivua is seeing beyond the chush. And they just try to describe it to us, but what they're seeing is not what they're putting into words, meaning obviously they're putting into words as well as best as they can, but actually seeing it is a different experience than just hearing about it in words. That's why we're not Nevi'im and they are. We don't fully comprehend what they're saying. It's just a vision of a chariot and angels that you can describe it, but until you see it, you don't really know what it means. Maral says no. Maral says that a Navi is called a Roya Choyze. He sees things that can be seen. If it can't be seen, then no go. The Navi is mistabek to what he sees. And that's where his Navua comes from. He connects to what he sees, and that's where his Navua comes from. Lefikach amru chachamim. And that's why the Chachamim said, Chacham adif min avi. Ubiur ze, ki hanavua dome kedavar lechush ha'ayin. Chacham is preferable to a navi. Because nevua is like something that the eye can see. She'argish hamucha shemi bachutz. ואף כי אין הנבואה על ידי השגת החוש הגשמי. So, נבואה is like something that the eye sees, that he feels and perceives with his senses from the outside. And even though נבואה is על ידי השגת החוש, is not על ידי השגת החוש הגשמי. As the Rambam says, that when a person gets נבואה, ונהפך לאיש אחר, ויובן בדייתו שאינו כמו שהיה, אל שנשאה לה מיילה שער בני אדם, גמלתי קרם מהפרק זין מיוחץ מלאכי. So מכל מקום, so you're right, he's seeing things that no human being, regular human being can see, it's on a completely different level. מכל מקום, כמו שהחוש דבק ומוחש, כך יש התדבקות כוח הנבואה של הנביא, שהוא כוח המדמה, או משהו הכוח המקבל הנבואה. הגמרא writes in the Sefer HaTeferet Nz, כשם שעין רואה דבר, החוש של עין דבק ומוחש, when your eye sees something. So your sense of sight connects to what's seen. So to the nevuah, דבק כוח זה במשהו, this כוח, הנבואה, connects to what he sees in the nevuah. And then he writes, so that's what it means, יש התדבקות, כוח הנבואה של הנביא, שהוא כוח המדמה. So this koach hamedame of the Navi, his power of imagination, connects to what he's seeing. Like the Rambam says in the Moira Chelik Beis Perak Lamed Vav, "Kvar yadati ki kol guf gufani koach gufani yechelesh vilevi yevsad et v'yevril et acheret." Ze koach hamedame koach gufani b'vis safek. ובזה תמצא הנביאים, תתבטל נבואתם, בעת האבל או בעת הכעס וכיוצא בהם. כבר ידעת או אמרה, מעין נבואה שורה לא מתוך עצלות ולא מתוך עצלות. So, any koach gufani, sometimes is weaker, sometimes is stronger. And that's the power of imagination, it's a physical koach. The נביאים, they lose their נבואה, בעת האבל, או בעת הכעס, So it comes and goes. And Nevoah Shara lo mitoch atzlus, lo mitoch atzlus. The Malbim in Shmos Gimel Beis writes, Kol HaNeviim, Ru machazot v'dimyanot ki ba lehem ha-shefa ha-Nevoah v'amtzut koach ha-medameh. They see this with their koach ha-medameh, with their power of imagination. Ran in its Doroshes, in the eighth Dorosh, writes, Ha-koach ha-medameh she-midargoy she-yachlif inyan b'inyan acher. והנביאים היו מתנבאים באמצעות זה הכוח. הנביאים היו מסנבא with this כוח המדמה. והיו רואים עניינים, לא היה למציאות כלל. They would see things that didn't even have a מציאות, just in the world of imagination. And the Ron goes into it, he sees, he didn't really see it, but he imagined it. Ayin sham in the Ron. הקופן, that's what Rabbeinu writes over here, ככה יש התדבקות כוח הנבואה, של הנביא שהוא כוח המדמה או משהו כוח המקבל הנבואה so he's connecting with his כוח המדמה or כוח המקבל נבואה לשון הבא רבנאל בשמות חף גמול חף כינוי לשכל הפועל המבל לנביאים או כוח המדמה שנבואתם באמצעות כוח המדמה או מהשכל הפועל so it's שכל הפועל כוח המדמה שהוא מדבק בדבר שהוא מדבר אבל it connects to what it's prophesying about ובני שזה יותר עדיף החכם, אשר הוא משיג ויודע דברים הנעלמים, and therefore, החכם is preferable, because he perceives and knows hidden things, ומוציא אותם משכלו מעצמו. And he takes them out from his seichel, from himself. זאת אומרת, יש שתי עדיפויות, there are two preferences to the Chacham over a Navi. Number one, the Chacham is Masig v'yodea hadvarim ha-ne'elamim. He's able to see things which are hidden. And the Navi is not. The Navi only sees things he can relate to. With his Koach HaMedame. Not a chacham who is masig the metzius with his seichel, and a navi is able to see these supernatural things from his power of imagination. Obviously, he's not crazy. He's not just imagining; it's something supernatural. But it's not the world of the seichel that's being masig the pnimius of the metzius. And also, as the Maharal writes here, we just read. החכם מוציא אותם משכלו מעצמו. החכם takes it out of his seichel from himself. And it would appear, number one is an outgrowth of number two. Since the Chacham is Masik Dvarim Misichlo Me'atzmo, therefore he could be Masik Dvar Me'alamim. Ki HaChacham Yodea Av Dvarim Chokim Imenu, Shken HaMerchak Eino Mechitza B'fnei HaSeichel, the distance doesn't separate anything from the Seichel. And so writes the Ramban, Afal Pi, famous Ramban, Shenitla Nevuat Nevi'im, הנביאים שהוא מראה בחזון נבואת החכמים שהוא דרך חוכמה לא נתלה ליהודים אמת ברוח הקודש שבקרבם, it comes from within them. Whereas נבואת הנביאים was taken away, that's מראה and חזון. That vision that they had is taken away. They're able to see like with the חוש הראוס. They can only connect the things that they can relate to. But החכם is able to, with his seichel, see beyond that. In the Chedushi Agodis to Rav Basra, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Rabbeinu writes, "Uma shemru chacham adif minavi, ki hanevuah hi bchira u'bemareh, bechida u'bemareh. Ve'lo hachacham yodea ne'alam ve'avilti yadua la'acherim lo bemareh ve'lo bechidot, rak shehu meshig hashaga brura, asher Hashem yitbarach motzi secher la'adam min hakoach la'pol. Chacham yodea atidot gam ken she'er yodea masig darkei Hashem." So Chacham is out of Minavi because Nevuah is a mar, is a vision, and is a riddle. And the Chacham knows what's hidden. Not b'mara, not b'chidois. He's masig ha'saga brura. It's not just a vision, it's not the world of imagination. It's a clear intellectual perception. Asher Hashem Yitbarach motzi sechel ha'adam and ha'koach ha'lapor. Kodesh Baruch Hu actualizes his sechel. And the Chacham can even know asidois, he can even know the future. And he can... So in that sense, he's greater than a Navi. He can also know the future, al pi sichlo, and he can also understand the present better. So the Chacham is masig v'yodea dvarim en elamim. He understands hidden things, and he takes them out of his own sechel from himself. U'bnei havdel hazeh yikarei anavi choze o ro'eh, ma she'en ken b'chacham. And therefore, because of this, the Navi is called a Choyze, a Roa, somebody who sees, because he sees it from the outside. And therefore he's called a Choyze and a Roya, the Riyas Klape Chutz. But a Chacham understands from inside. The Kho in Esther, Beis Hei writes, Riyah Shmiel, Limut Torah, Riyah Udarot B'Torah Shebichtav Shmiel L'Shmot Torah Shebalpe. Riyah is Torah Shebichsav, Shmi is Torah Shebalpeh. And so writes the Gurariyah in Vayikra Chafav, Os Yudches. And therefore it's clear that a Chacham was Mevin Midaita, wasn't going to say Lashonos of Riyah. That's Shayat the Torah Shebichsav. And the Chacham's world is Torah Shebalpeh. And that he understands with Koyach HaShmiah, which is not something you see, something you understand. Shmiah relates to Chacham, Yishma Chacham V'Yosif Lekach, Mishlei 1:5. Ozen shama tochachat chayim bekerav chachamim talin b'mishlei tetvav lamed alef. Hat oznecha ushma devrei chachamim b'mishlei chavbet yud zayin. Havana pnimis is called shmiya. The Maharam Shik writes that in Mitzvareishin and Chesos Hei that a rav shemach al kavoda kavoda mocho, but a navi can't be mocho al kavoda. So maybe a Rav can be Meichel because his Chachma comes from the inside, so it's his. Whereas the Navi comes from the outside, so it's not his to be Meichel. It says in the Gemara of Abbasla, Ein elu elu divrei nevius. It's just Nevuah, doesn't sound good, right? The Taisa says, Lo l'shevach koma, l'klomar shomer b'lo tam. Because the Navi is without time, the Navi isn't the intellectual necessarily, and he has to be a Chacham, but the Nevuah isn't coming from Chachma. The Nevuah is coming from what he sees below time, Nevuah's, Nevius. Whereas the Chacham is mitam, is with time, with understanding, with intellectual perception. So the Navi is a Roya, a Choyze. And he can't get to Olam Haba, because you can't see this. Because it's nivdol min adam, you can only see it relates to man. This is nivdol min adam. V'fishu nivdol legamrei min adam lo tipol l'nevuah bo. And therefore you can't have nevuah. שכבר אמרנו כי הנבואה צריך להתהפכות מבחוץ, מה שמתנבא עליו. ולכך עולם הבא, וישארות הנפש יתבהר יותר בחוכמה, וחכם אז מעשה כבר מן העולם, אם נבי נבי. מאיפה חכם עדיף מנבי? He can get things that the נבואה can't. שכוח הנבואה מתאמר לחוש העין המקבל מחושה מבחוץ, ואיך אפשר להיות נכתב בתורה עיניין עולם הבא, שאין זה מעניין הנבואה? It's nothing what נבואה is about. ולפיכך אמרו חכמים, כל הנביאים לא נתנבאו על ימי המשיח, אבל עולם הבא, האם לא ראתה אלוקים זולתך? ביור עניין זה, כי מאחר שצריך לנבואה ראייה, התאפקות מחוץ מה שיודע מנבואה, לא היו יכולים לתנבאות רק לראות המשיח. משיח המשיח הוא עניין העולם הזה. נביאים, כי talk about משיח, because that relates to this world. ונעד העולם הבא. בעולם הבא, האם ראה לא עשה אלוקים זולתך, the only real is going to be Hashem. But a navi can't see it. In the Sefer Noam, in the 25th volume, in the Mavo LeTorat HaMe'aral, he writes, "Hanavi eino menabe ela devarim shu matsui bahem, vein dvarav devrei yidiyah uchokhma, ela diburo noveh mitoch himmatsuto bedavar atzmo. Brahma chacham yichol lehasig devarim besichlo, af pi shu eino matsui bahem, sheyesh bekoach hasechel lehavin veleida devarim rechokim mimenu." אך הנביא אינו מדבר אלא על דברים שנתגלו לו, והוא במציאות הדברים, מתוך כך הוא מנבא על העתיד הרחוק ביותר, שכן כל האירועים של העתיד מצויים בעולם שהנביא בו, הוא מסיר את הלוט בלבד שהעתיד הוא כעובר במאי ההווה. על כן אין נביא מנבא על עולם הבא משום שהעולם הבא הוא עולם אחר, שאינו מצוי בו. הרחם מבין את הדבר, אך הנביא דבוק בדבר, וכך הנביא אינו מדבר על דברים שאינו דבוק בהם. אולם החכם יודע דברים רחוקים ממנו שכן מרחק אינו מחיצה בפני השכל. יוצא, החכם לומד את הדבר מצד התופעות של הדבר, והרי התופעות מתגלות אף מדברים רחוקים נבדלים ממנו. אך הנביא אינו לומד תופעות אלא עצם הדבר מתגלה אליו, ועצם שהוא בעולם אחר אינו מתגלה אליו. So that's a סיכום of what we've been saying. That a navi can only see what relates to him. Whereas a chacham is working with the seichel. Because a seichel, he can perceive even what's beyond him. Ad kan, mitivrei kodsho, shel ha-me'aral. It's omer moreinu v'rabbeinu v'moyshe, she-tochen divrei ha-me'aral hu, she-etzem ha-metziyut shel olam haba, the metziyus of olam haba is the metziyus nefialis. And it's not shayach to the hasaga of a Navi. A Navi will face the dvarim shel sheshayach l'tfisa shelanu. Only what's shayach to his tfisa, to our tfisa, that a Navi can understand, can see. V'lo b'chelek ha'nivdal shelanu. V'chein metziyut she'ina shayachet elenu klal, v'kula nivdalet, ein l'navi tfisa ba. כפי שהיא נראית בנבדלותה. ראייה וחזון הן צורות של חיבור לדבר הנתפס. חיבור באיזשהו אופן של חוש. לנו הדבר נתפס לאדם מתוך הדבר עצמו ולא מתוך האדם. לכן כאשר הדבר נבדל מהאדם אי אפשר לתפסו כלל. מה שכן החכם הוא תופס את המציאות מתוך שכלו ולא מתוך ראיית הדבר. וכאן ההשגה בתפיסת המציאות יכולים להגיע עד היכן שמערכי ההשכלה יכולים להגיע, זה מה שאמרנו לפני כן. הנבואה באה על ידי כוח המדם, מביאה לנביאים הדם אצל זה מחושע, 12-11. מה זה דמיון? דמיון פירוש שדבר מסוים דומה לדבר אחר. היינו, תופסים דבר דרך ההבנה של דבר שהובן כבר, זוהי תפיסה של משל ונמשל. הרמב״ם ביסודי התורה כותב הדברים שמודיעים לנביא במראה הנבואה, דרך משל מודיעים לו, ומיד יחקק בליבו פתרון המשל במראה הנבואה, וידע מהו, כמו הסולם שראה יעקב אבינו, ומלאכים עולים ויורדים בו, הוא היה משל למלכויות ושעבודן. Dimion is your medama one thing to another. Your tefes via your understanding of what already is. It's a tfisa of mashal v'nimshal. You connect it like you have a mashal and nimshal. You have a parable that explains something else here also. The other thing that you know explains what you're seeing. And that's what the Rambam says when what's in a vua. דרך משל מודיעים לו, מיד יחקק בליבו פתרון המשל, ומראה הנבואה וידע מהו. Like the סולם that Yaakov Avinu saw, מלאכים עולים ויורדים בו, and that's a משל for the מלכיות, שיבה מלכיות. החיות שראה יחזקאל, והסיר הנפוח ומקל שקד שראה ירמיהו, והמגילה שראה יחזקאל, והיפה שראה זכריה, כל שאר, וכן שאר הנביאים, והם אומרים למשל לפתרון כמו אלה, ויש הם אומרים פתרון בלבד, והם אומרים למשל בלבד. Sometimes you have the marshal and the explanation. Sometimes you just have the marshal, sometimes you just have the explanation. נבואה is דרך משל. ולכן היא באה תמיד במראה. הבנת הנמשל מתוך המראה המובן, in other words, you see it, and since you see it, after it's explained, you certainly understand. If it's explained, but the what he sees is a mashal, something that he already understands. The Navi doesn't understand things themselves, just from what he sees, what's shown to him. That's how he understands. And therefore, if you can't give a mashal, you can't have nevuah. That's what the Maharal means. שדבר שנבדל לגמרי מהשגת האדם, אין לו שום משל ואין בו נבואה. So there's no משל. It's לגמרי מהשגת האדם. You can't see it. It's beyond man. Because it's something that you can only understand if you compare it to your own reality. The world to come isn't included in that category. Because there's nothing to compare it to. There's nothing within our frame of reference to help us understand Olam Haba. And therefore, Nevi'im are only working within their frame of reference. They see something that they can understand based on what they already know. But Olam Haba is completely beyond that, whereas the Chacham is different. Chacham is able to see beyond the beyond what is able to understand beyond what he can see. וכבר דיברנו הרבה בשיעור הקודם that there are two תפיסות עולם. וזו תפיסה דרך משל ונמשל. המשל על ידי שמובן מצד עצמו. מוביל אין הנמשל. So you have a תפיסה with the marshal and the נמשל. You go from the marshal to the נמשל. The greater you understand the marshal, the greater you understand the נמשל. And then there's תפיסה בדרך של חידה. הדברים אין להם תוכן ומשמעות מצד עצמם, הם רק מעוררים לחשוב על פתרונם. האדם לא בא לתפוס את הדברים מצד עצמם, אלא רק מצד משמעותם. So we have תפיסה דרך משל ונמשל. The משל brings you to the נמשל. The more you understand the משל, better you understand the נמשל. That's Marshal and Nimshal. And then there's something else. There's something called a Chida. You understand things via a Chida, a riddle. But they don't have meaning themselves. They only get you to think about their resolution. So you're not coming to be Tofes at Dvar Mitzad Atzman, but Mitzad their resolution. So we spoke about the Agadas Chazal or Chidots. Because all you have is the resolution. There's no real understanding to what is being said. It's not like the very halacha, that besides the deeper meaning, have this independent understanding. Makes sense. Shnei malachim elu vayim lidei bitui b'midrash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashal ha'echad she'over mimakom lemakom v'ra bira achat doleket. Amar tomar she'abira הזו בלא מנהיג, הציץ עליו בעל הבירה. אמר לו, אני הוא בעל הבירה. כך, לפי שאבינו אברהם אומר, תאמר שהעולם הזה בלא מנהיג, הציץ עליו הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואמר לו, אני הוא בעל העולם. Famous medrash, person is going from place to place, he sees a burning building, burning tower, and he says, is this tower not of a master, a leader? So the Bala Bira pierced him and says, I'm the guy, I'm the Balabira. So to Avraham Avinu is saying the world doesn't have a leader. And Hashem says, I'm the leader. You have to understand, Avraham Avinu already knew there's a Balaam to the Bira. So what was added when hates itself of Balabira? So it must be that the understanding of Avraham Avinu, that Yesha the Bira B'lei Manhig, is a assumption that comes from a previous assumption. תפיסה של מערכי החוכמה, היא המסתיד את המזון. ועל ידי שהגיע להשגה זו, הרי נגלה אליו בעל הבירה בפועל. זה נאו את תפיסה בדרך ראייה, המהלך של נבואה. יסוע השם הנביר. So first he had the חוכמה, then he had the נבואה. אם לא חוכם עודף מנבי, but it's more clear when you can see it in front of your eyes. זהו הביור בדברי שלמה, להבין משל ומליצה, ודברי חכמים וחידותם. משל ומליצה הן בתורה שבכתב, משום שהיא בנבואה, התורה שבכתב זה נבואה. נדף להות סורס, אנגילו של דבר מזרח של ראייה ודימוי, משל ומליצה. So that we can understand. You understand the משל, and then you get to the מליצה, what the משל is telling you, the נמשל. The targum, who are melech beinosim, like we spoke about in the previous shiur. Hashem ken Torah shebaal peh is nemar b'chida, mahalach of chachma. Torah is a mahalach of nevuah, and Torah shebaal peh is a mahalach of chachma. Hotzaat dvarim mitoch atzmo shel hachacham. B'chida atzma in shum havana u'mashmut mitzad hadvarim sheba. Kol yonah ha'yatom me'orer et ha'adam lachshov ulasbir me'atzmo et tochen hadvarim. So this is supposed to get us to explain ourselves what it means. הדברים היו ממש מאירי עיניים, עמוקים, מאוד. It's a schus to be able to learn with you, and it's a shem. We will continue. This is still in the middle of an inyan here. Hopefully we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.